Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees.
W8FU or any ship at sea, WY8F. CQ from WY8F.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 25 degrees.
You said your call so fast, I didn't catch any of it. WY.
Well, if people know, they know.
Well, it's good to know.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 31 KF8DRC,
KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ.
Well, good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Jack, now that I got you on the radio, I'm doing great. This is our first contact, at least for me, with you. And I had to add your name and your call sign to my list on my shack out of my 60-plus names and IDs, I got you here on a new list because I don't have any room on the other list. So you're at the top of the list of the new paper. How about that?
Well, thank you, Joe, and I'm glad to hear you on this band. Roger.
Jack, it's my pleasure to talk to you aside from the other. And I don't know if you wrote down the call sign. I think I gave it to you, but just to remind you, it's Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
All right, this is what I got. KE4ZYQ, correct?
Yep, QSL that. And I don't know if you're starting any list. It's early for you, so don't feel rushed by any means. But in your shack, if you want to help yourself out on this ham radio bands, I have in front of me the list of the 5-9 code or 5-9 rating system of signal. Audio reception to signal. So your audio can be a 1 to 5, 1 being unreadable, 5 being perfectly readable. That's a 1 to 5 audio readability. And then a 1 to 9 signal readability. And signal can be faint signal from 1 all the way up to full 9, full signal. So that's one of the little papers that can help you in front of you when you give a rating of an audio to signal readability.
Hey, I have a logbook here. You know, Joe, you don't believe that. I bought this logbook in 1982, and I never used it. But now I'm going to use it because it was a ham logbook. Roger?
Oh, very good there, Jack. Very good. Yeah, I got two radios I bought back in the mid-70s. I'm not using at the moment, but they're a ham radio, mobile radios that I had in my car, my wife's car at the time, and they're 2-meter ham radio mobiles. And I bought those back. Talk about an old book like you got. I got two old radios I bought back in the mid-70s.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. No, I have the CYT 9600, which is that 50 watt, and I have the DB20G. I have two of them. Plus, I have all these handhelds. This one I'm talking about right now, this one is TYT 390. What this does is, it's my hobby. I like this hobby to talk to the people from ISS. So that's what I'm going to do this summer. I can talk to the people with this radio on ISS. Roger?
Yep, KE4ZYQ, yeah. Yeah, I've done that a summer or two ago. I talked to two people in New York and had a contact or worked a guy in West Virginia through the International Space Station's repeater. But I'm talking, just for your sake, Jack, I'm talking on a Yaesu 7250 mobile and using a hand mic. And your signal, by the way, through this repeater, the FBI one, and I'll have to look and see the frequency one. But you're coming through 5-9, full scale.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, this is a 10-watt radio. It's a good radio, let me tell you something. I like it. You know, I really do like it. It's a good packed radio. It's a little bit, you know, not on the heavy side, but I say a little bit heavy, but it's okay, you know what I mean? You can carry it, and I carry it wherever I go. I have the GMRS, all the GMRS there, and I have all the ham stations there, too. And this is KF8DRC.
Yeah, very good, Deck. Yeah. Well, the radio, like I said, I'm talking on the Yaesu 7250. I have 2 meters and 70 centimeters capability of transmission and reception on that one. And I also have some GMRS radio receiving frequencies on this. I have the county jail has a frequency that's open. I got that on here. I got an EMT EMS frequency that's open on here. Several other non-ham radio frequencies I can monitor on the Yaesu 7250, which is kind of neat.
Yes, it is, Joe. It's very neat. I like Yaesu. I used to have Yaesus in 82 at 440. I don't know. I think you are a million from 440. And I used to hear the 220 on the other one. But the 440 was Yaesu. Roger?
Yep, you saw that. Yeah, this one here, I think they stopped making it at one point, and I thought, if I'm not mistaken, somebody said they started making them again, but they stopped making them. They were one of the most popular mobiles, and some people like myself use it as a base unit with, it's I think it's 199 memory channels, so you put it up to 199 in there, and you can even scan certain bandwidths on part of it, where you can program what band, and it'll scan some of the frequency through a scanning process. Back to you.
Roger that, Joe. Well, Joe, I just woke up about an hour ago, and I had one cup of coffee. So if you don't mind, really, I'll talk to you again anyhow, anytime. You know that. I will talk to you, and I just got to have some to eat first. And because I got, you know when you got to take six pills in the morning, you got to have something to eat. You just can't take it on an empty stomach. So you take care, and you have a good day. KF8DRC.
Yeah, Jack, by all means, you do what you got to do, and don't even hesitate if you're in the midst of doing something like that in the morning and somebody, me or anybody, calls out. Don't put the other people ahead of your health and your well-being. So get to it right now. I don't want to hold you up, by all means, and don't ever feel uneasy about saying something right away. Even at the beginning of the conversation, you could have said that. Said, I can't talk right now, but I'll get back with you. That'd be okay. KF8DRC from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, 73 for now.
No, I'm not going to put... I'm not going to put best friend Joe dead. No, I'm not going to do that. Take care again. KF8DRC.
You have a good day and talk to you another time. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees.
But how far down the pike are we in this move thing? Pretty much just what I talked about with Mike at breakfast. Nothing's really been forwarded or pushed, has it?
Not really. I'll give you a call. You want me to call you on the bad phone?
Yeah, I have some concerns, and I didn't think about, and you know, we need to get those out of the way first and foremost. But when you get a chance, it's absolutely no hurry. It's not anything we need to talk about right now, but just before anything progresses.
Okay, yeah, it'll be a bit. We're heading towards the hospital to visit her mother, so, and a couple projects, so I'll call you sometime in the afternoon and the back one.
Yeah, there's absolutely no hurry at all, but just, like I said, before they put anything out to the general, you know, group and, you know, make any general moves or anything like that, we should probably work some things out, figure some things out. How is mom? Did they figure out what it was? Things better now? And I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, that's absolutely fine. I understand.
No, actually, it's going in the positive direction just as fast as the onset was. So they're getting all the things that were out of line as far as the blood panels go and everything else like that, and the cognitive abilities have all come back, and no more stories and no more seeing people. So things are like kind of what you said was going to happen. Once everything, or what happened with your experiences, once everything got in line, it was like, whoop, flip the switch on, flip the switch back to normal. So the switch is back to normal.
Okay, I know you said something about calcium. I don't know anything about that, but I was shocked to hear what sodium could do. So that's why I brought it up, because it was unbelievable when we saw that. So that's what made me think of it. All right. Well, anyhow, good luck, and say hi to Marianne, and we'll catch you. You know, whenever. Don't rush at all.
Okay, very good, and then you can tell me what some of those acronyms meant. I didn't know what any of those meant, so. All right, thanks, bye. NAKPP.
All righty. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 41 degrees. UHF Hub, disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600. Node 53696, disconnected. UHF Hub, Connected to node 53696. UHF hub connected to FBI hub. Node 3865786 connected to VHF hub. Node KF8S disconnected. VHF hub disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Snow. 36 degrees.
W8FU.
Well, good evening, W8FU. This is KF8YL10. How are you doing tonight, Sean?
Not terribly bad, just running out here for a few. Then I'll go hunker down for the evening, maybe watch some BoobTube or play on the internet. So, got a boring couple of hours before I hit the sack. But, hey, it could be worse. It's just chilly out. How about you? What are you up to?
Well, I just got back from a few weeks up in UP trying to line up some trusses for the barn I'm building up there. Be going back there in a few weeks to do that work, but yeah, just trying to live my life. Just trying to have some fun here.
Not sure if we touched on this before, but the place up north is, do you have any, you know, is this a place that you think you'll retire to, or will it always be like a second place or something? I know a lot of people, they work on their places and then they retire to them.
Well, that is an interesting question. My plan has always been to retire there. My wife's plan has been maybe a little different, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I had thoughts like that when I was a younger man, and now as we're getting older and being close to things, in particular medical services and stuff like that, has its value, so I'm still relatively healthy, and not much I worry about, but my wife does need some medical attention, although, I'll tell you, she could get away without. She doesn't go that much. But it's nice to be close in case something bad happens, right? But, you know, either one of us at our age. And we're both 63, so it's, you know, we're at that age where tomorrow you could need a hospital and you'd want one darn close.
Yeah, it's not like it's, where we're at, we're just outside of Houghton up there by Michigan Tech. It's not like you're without medical services. It's not the best care in the world, but it's actually gotten way better. I mean, like, it's not like it's the 70s where it was really remote, but it's a lot better now. But yeah, I've always communicated that I'm going to retire, and I did that once before we got married, so now she's having second thoughts. Yeah, that's a bigger subject. I shouldn't be talking about this. I'm sorry.
I completely understand. And the snow, you know, that's another thing, too. I don't know, you know, if I'd be looking to deal with that. But, again, I digress. Let me pay for my drive-through here. I'll be right back. Okay. I just made a Taco Bell run. If I know one thing, it's check the bag for your order before you leave at this place, because they get it wrong all the time.
Well, what's the weather doing down there? Because it's snowing to beat hell right here in Birch Run here.
Charlie, Delta Zulu.
Okay, they got it all. Sorry about that, I had to check. Well, it's kind of just a little drizzle, cold and drizzly, overcast, but no snow. And so not horrible. Temperature is 36, so chilly. And so not quite what you got there. Who was the DZ that was checking in there? This is W8FU Sean. Was I hearing things?
Well, I heard the station.
So, well, I guess he'll jump back in if he wants. But I am just barreling toward home real quick. Only got a transmission or two at most left.
I'm going to go in and enjoy some food. Enjoy the rest of your evening there, Sean. Good chatting with you. KFA to well. Clear on your final.
All righty. Yeah. Just, sounds like you've made it home. So, there you have it. We'll catch you later. Oh, all my dear friends are out front. Oh, that's the loner. Yeah. I was wondering where the seventh one went. They got a little herd of seven. I saw six of them running around. There was the last one. All right, catch you later, W8FU.
KF8DRC.
Hey, Jack, I'm just pulling in the driveway with Taco Bell, so I got to get it in the house. But I think there might be somebody else out there. But we'll catch you in a few in a little bit. But I just pulled in the driveway parking with the chow. W8FU.
DRC Jack, is that you? Is that you, Jack? Yeah, Jack. That's me. KF8DRC.
Yeah, I think you need to say that phonetically. I'm not quite hearing that. Is it DRC? What is that? You need to say it phonetically.
DRC stands for Delta Romeo Charlie.
DRC, alright, I gotcha. I'm KFAYL10, and I think you know me.
Oh, what do you think, Ken? I don't know you? Is that your first time?
So in the 3 weeks I was up north, you went out and got your ham ticket there, huh?
Yeah, I figure, you know, you're not around, so let me go get it. I gotta surprise Ken when he come back from there.
Well, that's good, Jack. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, Ken, I gotta stay away from those people there. They're getting on my nerves too much. Everybody wants something. So I decided, no, I ain't gonna do this no more. Let me get out of there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with those people. They're fine. They're all right. Aside from the crazy, you know, people who transmit emergency signals at all hours of the night or that kind of thing, but it's an all right community, that other community.
I know, there's a few of them are crazy out there. I heard Billy says, Jack and Idiot and all that, you know, I heard that in the morning almost every day, so I said, the heck with this guy, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I tried to raise Bob on his native GMRS repeater up there. in Sheboygan, and yeah, I don't think he's listening to it anymore because it's not connected.
Yes, Ken, you know what I did? He told me to text him and tell him. I text him the same night. He said, no, don't text him at night, text him in the morning, and he never got back to me. And if you don't believe me, you know, one day I will, you know, send you an email or something like that and I'll show you the text message. But he never did. So I don't know, you know, because it was too much snow out that way, I believe.
Well, there's no snow there now because I just drove through there two days ago. It's raining. It was raining. Well, it was actually snowing as I came through, but there was nothing on the ground. But I know how that goes. I mean, if there's some repair to do, then they're going to wait till it gets a little bit warmer and less wind. I get it.
Okay, I really don't know. I mean, I don't get involved with these things anyhow. So, really, he never answered back, and I was surprised because he didn't answer back. He usually answered back to me because he, you know, I usually talk to him on text message, but he never did. So, and that's what I was thinking. I said, wow, Ken, he's driving over there, and then there's no Bob out that way at all.
I mean, I'm just driving through. I'm not going there to see if he's there or not. As I'm driving, I've driven through like four times back and forth, twice, so four times, once, you know, going north, coming back, going north, coming back, and yeah, every time I call out, there's nothing. I got a couple other guys on that repeater, but not Bob, but yeah, who knows, I don't think. I hear somebody else keeps in contact with him and says they keep talking to him. So he's around somewhere.
You know, he's probably right because he doesn't listen to that repeater anymore. Yeah, that the repeater is still there, and if you go by, he can say, you know, he can hear the repeater probably if he's gonna go by that way or whoever is gonna buy there. That's all. It just is not connected. That's all.
Yeah, that GMRS repeater is still there, and it still works perfectly. It comes back to you and says, "Yeah, this is the WRU, you know, whatever repeater," and it calls out the weather and the time. And yeah, the repeater's still there. I talked to several other people on it, but yeah, I wasn't able to raise Bob the last few times. So hope he's all right.
Well, Ken, I think he's okay. Just a matter of, you know, he don't want to be on that repeater or something like that. I really don't know. Sometimes maybe he knows the people there to, they talk on that repeater and he talks to them. After that, that's it. Nothing else. And this is F8DRC.
W8EAP.
Yeah, there's a few other repeaters in that area that are standalones, and there's a lot more traffic on those ones, so he's probably on those, but I wasn't able to raise him on those either, so who knows?
Yeah, I really don't know. I guess there's another station out there, DAP.
Yeah, Jack, it's Eric, W8EAP. First time I heard you on the air. Just wanted to say hi.
Well, hello, Eric. How you doing? That's not my first time. That's this morning I was on, and then yesterday I was on too all day. Anyhow, well, Eric, you know Ken, don't you? From Bertrand?
I might have talked to him before. Yeah. Might have talked to him before. What's the call again?
KFEYL. Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe I've talked to you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I might have talked to you on the GMRS, possibly. I go north, like every other weekend I go up north to have a cottage up in Roscommon. I think I talked to you before about that. But I think it was on GMRS, because sometimes when I go up, I hit all the repeaters on the way up.
You're the WRTX right next to me. I'm WRTX 930. Yeah, and I think you're 931 or 932 or something like that.
Great. Thanks. WRTX. Oh, my God, I forgot my own call because you said all those. You stringed off all those numbers. 957.
Fred, I haven't heard you while on that side. 957. Yeah, I have talked to you. I just didn't recognize your voice right off the bat.
Yeah, your voice sounded kind of familiar, but everyone sounds a little bit different on here. You know. But, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your guys' conversation. I just wanted to say hi to Jack. And one more thing, Jack, what radio are you on right now of your many radios?
I am on that 390 TYT with the Nagoya antenna.
That's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. Yeah, we'll have to get with you and pick up a couple of those radios and set them up for you for the base. I think you should be able to use the base antenna. I'm not sure. I'll have to check the match on that, you know. All right, well, I'll be out here later, Jack. I just getting ready to go out and get some food. So, Ken, nice talking to you. Jack, talk to you later. W8EAP.
Well, Jack, you still out there?
Yes, I'm still here. All right, Eric, you take care. We'll talk later. And Ken, do you have a good time there?
I'm not sure what you mean by having a good time, but yeah, I'm okay. I'm having a good time.
I say, did you go snowmobiling?
When I was up north, yeah. Went snowmobiling, but then it got warm for a while, and so materials went to kind of crap for a little while. But bombing around the woods is a blast at that time of year when it's kind of warmish. It's in the high 20s. You bomb around the woods a little bit. It's great. It's great fun. A lot of fun. Not on the trails.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I thought you're gonna start building again. And this is KF8BRC.
Yeah, I got my trusses ordered, and come late April, I'm gonna go back up and continue my building excursion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we can talk to you on a GMRS maybe tonight or tomorrow. Roger.
Well, if you're on this side, I can do All-Star and do all kinds of things. So there's all kinds of opportunities.
NACLC.
Go ahead.
Ken, just wanted to say hi. I heard the two of you talking. I won't keep you. I just wanted to say hi. This is Vicki in ADLC.
ADLC, Vicki. Yeah, good to hear from you. Yeah, I've been up north for a little while. I've never heard you on the UHF side here. It's interesting to hear your voice on this side.
Yeah, I turned my radio on a little while ago, and I was just scanning through. Terry was listening. He says, I think I heard 10. So I popped on real quick just to say hi, but I won't keep you. We're in the middle of dinner, so I'll talk to you later.
well. Enjoy your dinner. Good to hear from you. Jack, you still out there? Can't pay any well.
AESSCX.
Go ahead. AESSCTV.
Yeah, Ken, I just thought I'd try to see if I could hit you with the HD with the rubber ducky on it. I'm on the Mayville repeater, and Vicky's on the Flint repeater. So apparently I managed to get through to the Mayville repeater from Southern Lapeer County.
Yeah, you're coming in a lot better than Vicky was.
Yeah, I was picking you guys up much better on Mayville. And like I said, I'm standing in the kitchen with an HD, and she's got the rooftop antenna on an HD, but I think she's on the Flint repeater. But yeah, I think she just yelled at me. She was on Holly, so, but yeah, because they're all linked, but yeah, you guys are coming in great here.
I think you were coming in kind of muted, but you're coming in like full quieting, so. Whatever you're on is a lot better.
NACLC, I'm on Mayville.
You still got your beat. And for some reason, you still sound a little... There's some scratchiness in the background. Just real slightly.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I'm so surprised he's able to reach you on the rubber ducky, of all things, standing in the kitchen.
But anyway, my dinner's getting cold.
I just wanted to pop in.
At ABLC,
and I'll be out. Bye, Ken.
Good to hear from you, Vicky and Terry. Have a good dinner. Jack, you still out there? KFA, do well.
Yes, I'm still here, Ken.
Is it snowing there yet?
Yeah,
I think we got like a quarter inch on the ground here now. It's snowing pretty good.
Well, there was a couple of doubles anyhow. No, it's not snowing here at all.
Well, yeah, I got to go in here, Jack. It's time to go. But I'll say 73s for now. Good to hear you on this side, man. Congratulations. And I'll be clear on your final, KFA well.
All right, Ken, good talking to you. We'll talk again. I have the other radio on the 625, so we'll talk later. KFA, DRC.
88, IWS, Mobile. 88, IWS, Mobile.
Go ahead, KFA, DRC.
KFA, DRC, and good evening. I'm stationary mobile in my driveway in Fenton. Just wanted to say hi, and I think this is the first time I've been on this repeater. KD8CUC is the repeater, 448.775, I believe.
Well, that's my third time on this repeater, and I don't have too much information to tell you. And you sound okay, just a little bit scratchy.
Okay, yeah, very good. I haven't checked my power, but I was just doing an install of my radio in my truck. I was had to have it detailed, so I took my radios out, and I'm just getting them back. Put back in because I got to go to Frankenmuth in the morning. Okay, nice talking with you. I'll let you go. At least working. KD8 IWS stationary mobile in Fenton. Clear. Good talking with you.
Roger. Good talking to you. The name is Jack, and I'm KFA DRC in Rochester Hills.
Okay, I got it, Jack. Yep, thanks for the peace, though. You have a good evening. I suspect you're a new ham, so congratulations. At least I think you are. I hope I got it right. KD8, IWS Mobile, clear.
and you am like how many days? Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Well, it's today Sunday, so 2-3 days. 2 days, 2 days. Sorry about that. All right, good talking to you from Fenton, KFA, DRC.
Okay, Jack, I will congratulate you. Welcome to the world of amateur radio. Good to have you aboard, and you have a good evening, and congratulations on getting your amateur radio license. It's always a big deal, and you'll meet a lot of friends. All right, 7-3, my friend. This is Kurt in Fenton, KD8IWS Mobile, clear.
Okay, Kurt. Good talking to you again, anyhow. We'll talk again. KFA, DRC.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. 34 degrees.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Jack, I thought you were going to be partaking in the Hazel Park net tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, DRC, WATAP, Jackie in there? WRFX 966. Oh, I'm at the wrong frequency.
Yeah.
Check your band, man.
AOTWADAP.
AFATRC. WADAP. Jackie on this one.
Good evening, 22 hours. Snow, 34 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 33 degrees.